Good morning, Northern Kentucky, and happy Lay Day. No, not that kind of lay. Get your minds out of the gutter. Lay is in the flower garland popular in Hawaii. In any case, this is your Link Media News and Brief for May 1st, 2023. I'm Link NKY Managing Editor Megan Goff. Covington Catholic alum Michael Meyer has been selected by the Las Vegas Raiders at number 35 in the 2023 NFL Draft. After not having his name called on Thursday night in what many considered to be a surprise, Meyer didn't have to wait long on Friday, the fourth pick of the day, to start the second round. The junior tight end out of Notre Dame declared for the draft a year early and was the third tight end taken off the board. He joins a Raiders team that is going through an offensive transition as Jimmy Garoppolo was signed in the offseason after the franchise released Derek Carr. Meyer joins a tight end core with veteran Austin Hooper, O.J. Howard, Jesper Horsted, and Cole Fotheringham on the depth chart. The team traded away their top tight end target, Darrett Waller, during the offseason to the New York Giants. Hooper and Howard signed in the offseason. Fort Wright police announced Friday that they were investigating an incident that led to the hospitalization and eventual death of 30-year-old Devin Simpson a week earlier. Saturday evening, dozens of friends and family members set the details aside for a vigil in Simpson's honor. His mom, Angela Barrett, said seeing the large outpouring of love for her son and the now grieving family gave her some relief. Those around her, like stepfather Robert Couch, had nothing but nice things to say about the man who loved to fish, hunt, shoot guns, and work. Fort Wright police have released few details about why Simpson was sent to the hospital, beyond that they've opened an investigation, but many at the vigil believed he was beaten to death while trying to break up a fight between a man and a woman. The Hamilton County Coroner's Office listed apparent homicide as Simpson's cause of death, leading all in the crowd, many wearing Justin for Devin shirts, to call for one thing. "That's the only thing I'm going to accept is justice for Devin," Barrett said. The Kenton County Fiscal Court selected Cincinnati-based architecture firm Brandstetter Carroll to design the county's farmers market pavilion at Tuesday night's regularly scheduled meeting. In addition to design responsibilities, Brandstetter Carroll is expected to complete construction drawings and handle the project's permitting process. Kenton County will be building a metal outdoor pavilion next to the old Kenton County Courthouse in downtown Independence. Two public restrooms, vendor storage, and a parking lot are going to be included in the project. Construction is expected to cost approximately $750,000. This is building a permanent structure at the historic Kenton County Courthouse, Assistant County Administrator Scott Gunning said to Commissioner John Droud at the meeting. The farmers market has been in existence since 2008, with the current iteration located at the parking lot of the Independence Senior Citizens Building. Prior to that, it was at the Kenton County Courthouse in Independence, but moved in 2020 once restorative construction on the building commenced. The City of Independence runs the market's day-to-day operations. Those were your top stories of the day, Northern Kentucky. Learn more about these stories and everything else going on in your community at linknky.com. Have a great Monday. Thanks for listening.